The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Audiences are pretty sophisticated these days.
They are. They are more sophisticated, and they like that. And it's not a normal narrative. It's an unusual one, as you say. But I think, you know, that helps. It definitely helps. And I think that, you know, I think contemporary dance went through a pretty bad patch when it became so abstract that all the time that people found it a little hard to get hold of it. And I think now that's changed a little bit. And even Siddhi Lava, you know, with Sutra, there was a little story going on there. It wasn't an Alice in Wonderland, but it was this relationship between the young boy and it's a show featuring Shaolin monks, and there's a little story that goes on within it, and I think that's the choreographers returning a little bit to that idea of telling a story. But I think still, you know, maybe the issue is that us as producers aren't actually going to choreographers and saying, you know, please, I'm just thinking about this as we're speaking, please commissioning a full-length ballet in the way you're describing. Yes. Because actually, if you leave it up to the choreographers, they will not go for it.
It's very difficult to tell a story well. Really, yeah. Very difficult.
Indeed. Yeah.
So if you have this one opportunity every 3 years of making a piece, you might just go for what you know you can do well, which is do steps and create emotions and move people, but not necessarily tell a story.
But the other thing one has to say is ballets are not about stories. Ballets are about steps. What is going to sustain us and feed us and give us food for thought and food for delight is not being told, oh, she's going to commit suicide, or look, she's having a baby, or hurrah, they're getting married, but the steps.
Yeah.
Steps and more steps. What sustains the great narrative ballets, the Jew Dance, for example, shall we say, by Macmillan, is the fact that the steps are so damn bloody wonderful.
Well, that's true, and that's the strength of dance, isn't it? It's where, you know, where theatre leaves off and can't say any more, dance takes over and, you know, can go much further, I think. That's why I love it. And so I think we shouldn't get too kind of wrapped up